Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. There was a wonderful jazz band concert before this, and also tonight we have a very special concert for you. Of course, the concerts are brought to you on KBUR by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa's service home center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, and Beckman TV and Appliance. But our concert is underwritten tonight by our friends at Two Rivers Bank and Trust. And tonight, our concert director, our very special guest conductor, he's been the 19-year conductor and director of bands for Burlington Community High School. He is Derek Murphy. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Derek Murphy and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you. That first selection was Henry Fillmore's classic arrangement of von Suppe's Light Cavalry Overture. The operetta Light Cavalry premiered in Vienna in 1866, but today it is rarely performed or recorded. However, this overture has remained one of Suppe's most popular compositions, and the main theme has been quoted numerous times by musicians, cartoons, and other media. In March of 2017, Disney will be releasing a live-action version of their popular Beauty and the Beast. I don't know if any of the selections we're going to play tonight will make the movie, but we'll be performing Prologue, Belle, Gaston, Be Our Guest, Beauty and the Beast, and Transformation.
Thank you.
Composed in 2006 by Satoshi Yagasawa, The Spring Sketches was composed to be a sequel to the composer's fanfare, Young Pheasants in the Sky. The title reflects the season when this piece was written and the composer's feelings about writing the poem, which I don't have. We hope you enjoy this performance. Before introducing our next piece, I'd like to thank Two Rivers Bank and Trust for sponsoring tonight's concert. Two Rivers Bank and Trust has a history in Burlington dating back to 1904 when it was known as Burlington Bank and Trust. In 1992, the name Two Rivers was selected, representing the land between the Mississippi and the Missouri Rivers, depicting our state of origin. It is my pleasure next to introduce a former student and current student over at Western Illinois to conduct our next piece. This is Jeremy Henman.
Born in 1947, James Swearingen is one of the most prolific American composers of wind band literature within the past few decades. Swearingen's compositions have been performed by bands of all levels for both concerts and competitions, and as my former teacher, Mr. Murphy, can attest, there's a good reason for Swearingen's popularity amongst music educators. Swearingen's piece, Blue Ridge Saga, utilizes a folk setting to capture the majesty and history of the Blue Ridge Mountains, located in North Carolina. Carefully composed with memorable thematic material and scored for the ideal concert band setting, this piece reflects the musical quality that Swearingen is most known for. This is James Swearingen's Blue Ridge Saga.
Thank you.
American Barn Dance was composed in 2008 by Richard Saucedo. This piece is a rhythmic and energetic and contains elements of an early American character that features a calmer selection before building to a dramatic peak. We hope you enjoy this barn dance.
Thank you.
Crown Imperial March was composed by William Walton for the coronation of King George VI in 1937. Walton was a virtually self-taught composer and only received minimal guidance from his teachers when necessary. He is considered a leading 20th century composer and received an honorary doctoral degree in music from the University of Oxford in 1942, was knighted in 1951, and received the Order of Merit in 1968, the Crown Imperial March.
Thank you. 57. No repeat at 57. No repeat at 57. That is 100. Yes. No repeat at 57.
Written in 18, whoops, wrong paragraph. George Enescu is widely considered Romania's most important musician. Born in 1881, he was a composer, violinist, conductor, pianist, and teacher. Many of his works were influenced by Romanian folk songs, including his popular Romanian Rhapsody No. 1. Unfortunately, this arrangement isn't as good as I had hoped, so I encourage all of you to go home tonight and listen to the London Symphony Orchestra recording on YouTube. Thank you. There is still nothing more distracting when the conductor turns too many pages, and it's really an uncomfortable feeling. I hope you all can experience that at some point in your life. So, but the band did not fall apart, despite my blunder there. Okay, written in 1889, The Picador was one of several Sousa marches sold outright to the publisher Harry Coleman for $35. The original sheet music depicts a bullfight scene with a picador in action. It is thought that if the mild-mannered Sousa had seen a bullfight before composing the march, he would have selected another title. After witnessing a bullfight while on vacation in Mexico, Sousa was shocked by what he had seen and thereafter referred to bullfighting as a worthless and unfair sport. The picador. Thank you. We follow the picador with another Mexican-influenced piece, España Cañi by Pascual Marquina, features fiery rhythms and a flowing Spanish melody that make this one of the most famous of all the great Paso Dobles. Next selection this evening is Ed Huckabee's Acclamations. Before we perform, I'd like to thank the fine folks at Two Rivers Bank and Trust again for sponsoring this evening's concert and invite you to next week's concert, which will feature Janelle Harms attempting to conduct her second half of the concert, along with an abbreviated version of our yearly round robin concert.
Thank you.